Good morning. Welcome back. Today is day 14 of our 21-day consecration. We're two-thirds in. Glory to God. Listen, today is Tuesday, March 18th, and our thought today is begin again. Amen. Our scripture reflection is this. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. That's Jonah, the second chapter and the eighth verse. Our devotional thought is this. Ain't nothing like knowing we don't have to be stuck in life. We don't have to be stuck in life because of making mistakes or a bad decision. This verse is part of Jonah's prayer from the belly of the great fish. He is reflecting on his time of distress and calling out to God for deliverance. Jonah recognizes that those who follow empty or deceptive things, lying vanities, are essentially turning away from the mercy and help that God offers. There are so many examples of God allowing fresh starts for those who humble themselves to ask. By choosing to follow empty, false things, people are turning away from the mercy and grace that God extends toward us. If we're going to be guilty of anything in this season, let it be of being revived. Today marks the successful close of phase two of our consecration. Similar to a healthy full-term pregnancy, this would end the second trimester. This is a time an expectant mother would visibly see physical changes. She would see mental and emotional changes in preparation for the third trimester. What's your birthing plan? Are you making ready for the arrival of what you've prayed for, what you've been praying for? Let's pray. Father, thank you for using your word to teach us the importance of putting our trust in you alone, rather than relying on things that cannot save or deliver. Thank you for every new day you send with its new mercy and new beginnings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for a chance to begin again. I pray this in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Thank God. Amen. Join us tomorrow for day 15. I'll be looking forward to seeing you here. I'll meet you in a place, Lord, say the same.